They have our pricing director, Jesse, jump on the line to discuss the pricing with you. All right, Matthew?
This is the, where are you guys based out of?
Hi, Matthew?
Yes.
Hi, Matthew. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Okay. Great. I'm glad to hear that. So I believe you were kind of asking a question as you came over to me. I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear that. What was it?
Where are you guys based out of?
We're based out of Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. So this is you guys. Yeah, I just Googled you. You know, typically I don't even answer these, but it's fine. But
okay.
It's good to see that you guys have over 800 reviews and are a U.S.-based company, so that's nice.
Yeah, correct. It sounds like maybe you've worked with other, like, search engine optimization companies in the past?
No, I get cold calls from marketing companies every day, so.
Oh, okay. So, but you've never done any kind of Google marketing?
We have in-house just SEO work, reviews, trying to optimize the Google My Business page.
Okay. So you currently have somebody in-house that's working on that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so do you see any value even of having another company kind of handle that for you?
Well, we're not getting any leads, so that's...
Okay.
It probably would help.
Yeah, probably. So I was actually doing a quick scan of your company. I do see that you have, a few directory listings, but let's see. I didn't see an actual Google Business profile for you. Let me see if I can pull that up. Hold on. Okay, actually, I did find it. So you have a ton of reviews, actually, 106 reviews here. So that's great. That's definitely super helpful. And getting your company listed and generating some work when people are actually searching for the keywords. So I'm not sure specifically how the person you're working with is doing it, but it could be just a matter of the analytics and keywords just in itself. So we do have, like, specifically what is being searched for the most in your area, in the Tampa area, and then what is actually generating work there through Google when people are searching for those keyword phrases. So, I mean, that's definitely going to be helpful and also we do have 18 years of industry expertise, as well as partnership through Google, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker. So now, did you have any questions at all, Matthew, about the program, how it works, what's included?
I was kind of just waiting for you to do your thing. I don't really know how this works. I've tried my best to get it optimized as much as possible. And, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, to be honest with you. I try posting, every day. I got, mm-hmm. a bunch of social links. And mm-hmm. we have more reviews than most people. So
yeah.
I'm not sure why we're not getting any inbound traffic or phone calls or leads, but that would significantly help if we were getting any inbound traffic.
Yeah. Let's see. So you're just strictly doing solar, right? Are you doing solar installing, solar repair, kind of everything?
No, it's just new accounts.
Okay.
We're a sales dealer for these fulfillment companies.
Okay. Okay, let's see. So the people I see coming up first in your area, I mean, I'm not sure if they're specifically doing exactly what you're doing as far as sales, but there's Florida Power Services, Tampa Bay Solar, ADT, SEM Transform. So, yeah, I don't see you coming up on the first page here at all. So that's probably one of the biggest reasons. And, and the thing about it, Matthew, is these people on the first page are paying to be there. So, I mean, there is that possibility of doing enough work to get your company there, but the Google partners are pretty much instantly going to be able to kick you off by filling the positions and getting you on there. So there's, a handful of Google partners throughout the U.S. that are able to manage that first page listing, you know, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker and actually generate that work for you. And I'll just text you over the Google Partner directory just so you can see that for yourself and verify that. Of course, you know, you can just Google this information yourself, but at least it's a quick link to get there. Now, as far as what's included with our packages, we're going to get you on the first page for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with the most popular directory listings, mostly for content creation, so like, you know, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We'll get your company with sponsored Facebook ads, which are actually retargeted ads. We get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as Bing's first page. So I can go ahead and do that whole package for just $299 month to month. The first month it would have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $298, and then $398, and then $299 there going forward.
So and you think? Is there any contracts or performance guarantees?
So there are no contracts. We are a performance-based company, so we do actually want to earn your business month in and month out. And I didn't hear the second part of what you said. You said what type of guarantee?
Are there any sort of performance guarantees?
Well, so that essentially is that. Here's the thing. Being a partner of Google, we're actually not allowed to use that word guarantee. We could actually lose our partnership for that. There are certain, you know, things that Google requires as Google partners. So, but that's what we do is we work on that performance base. So it's only going to make sense for us as a business if we're actually getting you business, right? So we do have over 10,000 mm-hmm. clients that renew with us every month, not because they have to, but because they're getting jobs from Google.
Okay, and then is there ad spend required on top of that?
No. Like that's it. I mean, you can do that if you'd like. Absolutely. That's absolutely an option if you wanted to do Google Ads. You know, I could do either a package for $4.99 with just Google Ads and no Facebook ads, or you could do $5.99 and just put an extra $100 into your Facebook ads, or just do the $2.99 with just only the Facebook ads and no Google Ads.
And that's just for you to manage the ads. That's not including any ad spend.
That's what type of ads did you say?
I said that's just for you guys to manage the ads. That's not including any ad spend.
No, that's including the ad spend. Yeah, absolutely. So $300 of that goes into your ad spend for the Google Ads.
Do you guys really work with any solar companies?
So let's see. I'm not sure. I mean, we do work with solar companies. Yes. I don't have on hand the information of like specifically which ones, but we don't work with any in the Tampa area. That's why we had been calling you today. So we do have that available listing. We're only able to work with one business per industry per area. And this is to maximize your exposure as well as the phone calls that you're getting directly. But as far as the businesses specifically, I would have to get permission from the business in order to share that information. I wouldn't be able to just give out another business's information.
Yeah, that makes sense. Typically, how quickly do you see results?
Well, okay, so if you wanted to do the Google Ad package, the just $4.99 or even with the Facebook ads, you're going to start seeing results within about 7 to 14 days. So those ads, they definitely start to generate business much quicker. As far as the local listing, the map section of Google, we get you results within 30 to 45 days, especially with your current online presence. I mean, we're required to tell people that don't even have a Google business profile. So with your current online presence, you're going to get there much quicker.
Okay. And then also, like, do you guys help with any sort of conversions, like, on, like, the website itself? Because I feel like that might be part of the problem. I don't know if it's necessarily optimized for, I guess, for collecting lead flow.
Hold on, let me take a look at your website right now.
Because I don't know what I'm doing wrong, and I would be open to doing that for sure.
Well, I mean, let me ask you, how attached are you to your website? Are you, like, paying monthly for it? Did you pay a lot of money to get it? I mean, tell me about your website.
No, I paid a freelancer to do a couple things, and I edited it. I don't specialize in web design or marketing. I'm strictly in sales. So,
okay.
No, I'm not attached to it at all.
Okay. So, what I can do is I could throw in here a fully five-page customized website for you, Matthew, at no additional cost. Normally, our websites are an extra $300, but I can throw that in for you. I'll text you over kind of an example. And our websites, we'll optimize, manage, maintain them. They're 100% Google compliant, which might be something that's wrong with your website right now. So the compliance through Google, it's very specific. Like, I don't build the websites, but I just taking a quick look at it, there are some things that maybe it isn't necessarily formatted correctly or whatever it may be that's keeping it not getting traction from it. But our websites are beautiful. We do make amazing websites. I did text you that over, but it doesn't look like my text messages are going through. Did you get it?
No, it isn't. I'm looking at okay. Morgan Electric.
Yeah, so this is just kind of a shell website, like an example that you can check out. Of course, obviously, it would be, tailor-fitted to your company and what you guys are doing. But we can have it, again, you can add it even like you have on your current website, something that this one doesn't have. You can add a calendar to it, have people contact you, pay you directly through your website, add services, what you're about, any type of gallery or pictures that you would want on there. You're able to do all of that.
And is there a monthly fee for the maintenance of the website?
No, so that's included. The only time there would be any type of hosting fee is if you decided you didn't want to continue with our services. So since you already have a domain name, we can just use this current domain name. And if you ever decided that you didn't want to continue with the service, then it would just be a $49 monthly hosting fee.
Okay, and then I can just discontinue the website I have right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it would take us about 7 to 14 days to get this website up and running.
Okay. That makes sense. Do I need to provide you guys with, like, any sort of, like, ad copy or videos or anything like that?
You can. So typically, as far as videos go, I haven't seen a lot of people do videos on their websites. I'm not sure if that's for a reason or not. But you are able to add any type of, videos or anything, any pictures, you definitely can provide those. I see you have a lot of pictures on your Yelp, so, I'm assuming you would want to use these pictures if these are, your guys' pictures. But if you didn't have any photos, then we would just add stock photos until you provided some. So that's the other great thing about our websites, Matthew, is you're provided a reporting dashboard, right, where you're able to see everything on the back end of your account. But in the reporting dashboard, you have a section for your website. And there you can upgrade and do anything you want to your website at any given time. If you don't want to, we can obviously take care of it. But you have unlimited access to be able to change anything to your website at any given time, and it goes live right away. You're also, if you did want to do the Facebook ads, you're also just able to see the live running ad for Facebook. You can also see the live running ad for Google, whichever one you decided you wanted to do. So, we don't want you to just say good luck, right? You're able to see all of those details on the back end.
Okay, and this is like a month-to-month thing. I'm not obligated to do anything?
Yes, it's just month-to-month. Again, no contracts.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to go ahead and give it a shot then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, before I start getting everything all set up, though, did you have any questions? Any other questions at all?
No. I just want to get some, the phone to ring. I've been trying to get the phone to ring for almost a year now, and it's just not working, so.
Okay. Well, so what package did you want to do? The Google Ad with Facebook, or just Facebook, or just Google Ads?
So, like, in order to get, like, the best results, you're thinking that, like, with where we're at right now, you know, because there is at least something here. I don't really know much about this. Is Google Ads necessary, or how exactly are you guys going to get us on the first page in a month? That's what I wanted to know.
So the Google Ads, especially for your particular industry, they're definitely super helpful. Especially since it's kind of more, I would say, kind of a niche thing. It's not necessarily like, you know, plumbing. You know what I mean? Where there's just a ton of plumbers out there. It's more to get that business name right there to the top when people are searching for your services. But the Facebook ads actually have a very high percent conversion. So the Facebook ads have, you know, a 9% conversion, where Google ads actually only have about a 4% conversion. So it's just dependent on how much marketing you want to do at, you know, any particular time. We can always add to ad spend, but at least that will maintain you for about the month with the Google ads. So it really is just a matter of where you want to start. And you can always upgrade, too.
No, I hear you. I'm saying, like, as far as just being able to appear on the – because what you guys are claiming is that in the first month we'll be able to get on the first page of search results. Is that right?
Correct. Well, 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. You know, but we underpromise and overdeliver, like I was saying. So because you have that presence, I imagine it will happen much quicker.
Okay, and that's regardless of the utilization of ad spend?
Yeah, no, so the ads have nothing to do with the map section. They're pretty much completely separate entities on Google itself.
Okay, yeah, I'm open to seeing how that, just how you guys would do that, would affect that in the first month, 2 months. So yeah, if I feel like, you know, ads would be, I'll consider upgrading to ads later. But yeah, first I initially want to see what the difference is, because I mean, it would be worth $300 to see, you know, what that would potentially look like.
Okay. So you want to start with the $299 then?
Yes.
Okay. So the website's included, and whatever you choose. I'm throwing that in for you. So, that's absolutely included. So perfect. So Matthew, what's your last name?
Giron, G-I-R-O-N.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you?
Let's just do Matthew@UnitedEnergyAssociation.com.
Okay. All right. So, and your name, it's spelled with two T's, right? Just making sure.
One T.
One T, okay. Well, it's a good thing I asked here. All right. So I'm going to send you over an email. It's going to be from my personal work email. And it will have just everything included in the package, as well as my extension and information. So you'll be working with your account management team, but I'm always here as a resource. So if you need something escalated, you know, whatever it may be, you're always welcome to reach out to me at any time. So, okay. One second. And okay. And this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sorry, for some reason it says it's not coming up. So it's Matthew at UnitedEnergySolutions.com, right? Or, I'm sorry, Association. United. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind. I got it. All right, sending this over to you right now. 1 second. All right. Okay. And then what is going to be the best address for you?
Don't want to give that.
Well, I need it for billing. So, and as far as on... Okay. Well, I would still need to put an address on the account, but just so you know, Matthew, any addresses that we have, we don't have to list online. So that doesn't have to be anywhere online.
No, I hear you. I just want to be able to fill out the onboarding information and payment information myself.
Okay. Hold on. One second. Sorry about that. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So Matthew, are you in front of a computer right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So Matthew, I'm going to send you over the information on how to set it up, and then you're just going I'll just walk you through how to do that, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to get that information right now. 1 second. All right. 1 second here.
Has there been any, like, significant changes in the past couple of years?
Have there been any significant changes to what, exactly?
Just, like, operations, management, fulfillment.
As far as Google goes?
No, as far as your guys' company goes.
No. I mean, we always change and upgrade everything we do, but there's not been any change to, you know, management or anything like that. But yeah, we're always upgrading our services and managing everything to be the best for our clients, because Google changes things. So we're always staying ahead of the game to be able to make the best services for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email right now here. Okay. Okay, so can you do me a favor, Matthew, and go to mylocalsplash.com?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. My.localsplash.com.
Yeah.
So the username is going to be your phone number.
Okay.
The password is all lowercase. COOL Bing BING. All one word.
Cool Bing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
COOL
BING.
Oh, Bing. Okay. Okay, activate account.
Okay, so are you in there?
Yeah, I'm still looking at details.
Okay.
Local bundle, $199. Facebook ads, $100. The site, $0.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, I thought we weren't doing any ads yet.
The Facebook ads. Is ads, so those are included with the $2.99.
With the what?
The $2.99.
Yeah, I understand that. Didn't want to start doing ads yet. Want to see how you guys perform with what your primary service is.
Okay, well, so you won't start generating that work within that 7 to 14 days then without the Facebook ads. So it would be the 30 to 45 days just for the local listing.
Okay, so then $199, that, the $100, that is that all ad spend?
Yes, that goes into your ad spend for Facebook, correct.
Okay.
Of the $299. So it's not extra, it's just in the $299. It's just built into the package.
Okay.
Okay. So click on the three dots, the hamburger, on the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And then down at the bottom, it's going to say Matthew with a circle M on the left.
Yeah.
Click the M. On the right, it's going to say account settings or log out. Press on account settings.
Okay.
So the first thing you need to do is click on personal info and fill out your personal info. Once you click update, let me know that.
All right. Updated.
Okay. After that information is updated, click the back button. One second. Go to billing info. Or just billing.
Okay.
And then up in the upper left-hand corner, it's going to say payment info. Click on that. And fill everything out there.
On the invoice?
No. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a button that says payment info. It's right below the word back. And above the word next billing.
Okay.
It's kind of like a square. Do you see it there?
No, I see, billing. Okay, I found it. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Got it. Okay.
That pop-up does not go away.
The pop-up? Oh, I'm sorry about that. It just want to make sure you're taken care of. If you press on the X, it should go away.
Yeah, no, I get that. Just comes back.
So we're going to move forward, though, with the $299, though, right? Just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, how do you guys do this, though? Like, do I have to give you guys access to, like, my Facebook account and then access to my Google My Business page and everything?
Yes. So you give the you give us admin access to the Facebook account so that we can run the ads for you. We run those on our own Facebook account.
Okay.
So we're not going to be going and changing anything. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
The Facebook account got disabled from running ads in the past.
Okay. We can build you another one. That's not a problem. And we'll assign you management access.
But to be honest with you, there's a lot of, like, scam claims on your guys' reviews. Like, a lot of them.
So, I can tell you, Matthew, that we do have our good reviews do outweigh our bad reviews. I mean, you know, even if you look up Disneyland, they have bad reviews. But there definitely have been competing companies that have left bad reviews in order to make us look bad. So you can't actually verify people that have worked with you on the actual Google business profile. And the only way to get that removed is by having that person remove it. So the only thing we can do in order to combat that is reply to reviews. But, you know, I mean, out of 10,000 people with less than 1% of people leaving, you know, I would say that we're doing exactly what we say we're going to do in helping people and getting on the first page, managing their business, getting them the jobs that we're looking for or they're looking for. I mean, we wouldn't have been around for 18 years if we weren't doing that and working on that month-to-month basis so that we can generate you work and you can have a peace of mind. So, you know, again, we are performance-based, and people do keep coming back to us for a reason.
Sure.
I mean, we don't have to twist our arm to get them or keep them, you know?
Yeah, all right. Give me one second. I'm going to grab the company card.
Sure.
Okay, the billing information is in there.
Okay. And I can confirm you have updated it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to process the account for the $299, and then I just need to still get some basics about your company here, Matthew. And so I normally do this in a little bit of a different order, but I'm just going to get some basics about the company, and then I'll reach you what's called a voice verification.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, one second. Hold on. Okay, so, okay. So let me go ahead and get that info from you real quick. So now, Matthew, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Literally, if the phone rings, I will answer it. I don't care what time it is.
Okay, so 24/7?
Yes.
And, do you have any type of licensing or insurance at all?
I have a business license with FunBiz.
Okay. So actually, Matthew, it looks like there might actually be insufficient funds on that card that you provided.
Okay, let me use a different card then.
Okay. Wait. I did.
Okay, I'm putting the card in there.
Okay. So the other thing I need you to do before we're able to process is go to business information or business info. So if you click the back button, go, yes. Okay. So, and I need you to hover over address.
Yeah, the address is different.
And at the right-hand side, you'll see the pencil for edit. And if you could please put the proper address in, that would be amazing.
It is not letting me edit the address.
Okay, one second. Well, I can definitely do it from my side. What's the address?
It's the address is the same, just the city, state, and zip.
Oh, the 4849 Pearl. So, but
yeah,
it would be 4849 Pearlman Lane, Tampa, Florida?
No, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. But that's not where the business is located, right?
No, I mean, we don't have, like, an actual office. It's just kind of remote.
I mean, yeah, that's totally fine, Matthew. A lot of people work at their home office. Like I said, we don't have to put your address anywhere online. And we won't put it anywhere online. I just need the address for the verification.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Like the one that's on Google?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't even know what's on Google My Business for it.
Most likely you probably hit it on Google. I didn't notice an address on there.
So I'm saying, does it have to be what's on the Google My Business? Because I don't even know if there is one provided.
Yes, so it has to match. Mm-hmm. But most likely you used your home address, unless you know a friend or a family member that you got, like, a PIN verification through.
So you guys already ran the card?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Nice. And this starts, like, now then, right? Like, I don't want to have 2 weeks of pending time before something happens and I get zero results.
No.
And then I can...
Yeah. We can begin programming as soon as we get your client interview underway, Matthew. So we'll set that up for tomorrow. Let's see. There might be a possibility I might have later today, but let me just check real quick. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so there's no time later today. It's all booked. But I can do as early as 10 a.m. tomorrow. Would 10 a.m. work for you?
10 a.m. Let me see. How long does that take?
About 20 to 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have.
I can do like 2:30 tomorrow.
Okay. So we can do between 2 and 3. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
There is no location that I put on here.
So...
Unless there's... Or
I mean, just...
Sure.
So I just... Since we have the on file, right, to optimize you, the only address we have on file right now is a Las Vegas address. So I don't want anything to revert back to that. So I just need just an address for your area or where you are. And I can almost say 100% that you set up your Google business profile with your home address, because you would have to have received a PIN verification, and that's like a postcard.
I know, that was a different location. I started this business at like with my ex-girlfriend, and that location's no longer available. So that's one thing. Actually, I would like to know if there is any way I can edit that or something of that nature, because I don't want anything going back to her house.
Yeah, we can absolutely edit that, Matthew. We just need your address.
All right, then yeah, this one's going to be 5410.
Okay.
Inverness Lane. Inverness Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment 204 in Temple Terrace, Florida, 33617.
Okay. 204, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. So we're almost done. I need to finish and get some basics about the company here. So now you said your Facebook has been deactivated, so we can create you a new one on that. I have your client interview set up here. Let's see. So then, okay, and then you're offering solar sales, right? So solar panel sales, correct?
Yeah, so solar panel, yeah, we sell the accounts, so, and then
okay.
Our partners will install them.
Okay. And
just as
then,
any other
okay, perfect. And you are going to want the website, so I got that here, and okay, perfect. So I have everything I need. So I'm just going to read to you, Matthew, what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if you don't understand something or you need me to clarify it, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question for you, okay? So it's
okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
United Energy Association.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Jerome, owner and operator.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Matthew, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Close to Las Vegas for the city.
Okay. So now, Matthew, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, which you won't need to, do you agree to let us know about that?
Yes.
Okay, so perfect. So, Matthew, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 30th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 30th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
No.
Okay. Is there something you don't agree to it?
Yeah, no, I don't want it auto renewed.
Well, so it just automatically does that. There's no way to not have it. You just need to let us know before your next billing if you don't want it to renew.
Yeah, if you guys end up being a bunch of scammers and then I'm unable to get a hold of you guys, then that's going to be a problem. So I would like to have to manually re-input my information at the time of next billing cycle.
So, Matthew, the customer service line, I always suggest it's best to save that in your phone anyway, but it's the 877-635-6225. I mean, if you want to call that number, you know, right now, just to verify that it goes through, I'm more than happy to do that with you. But you're also able to discontinue the services through your reporting dashboard that you already have the login credentials for. So you, that pop-up that kept on coming up, if you just put it through there and let them know that you need to speak to a customer service agent, you're able to do it through that. But calling in just 3 days before your next billing is due is, you're always going to be able to get a hold of somebody Monday through Friday. But like I said, I sent you my personal extension. So if for some reason you're having a difficult time getting a hold of somebody, which doesn't happen, then you're able to reach me directly at my extension.
Yeah, no, I want to be able to cancel it, like, whenever I want, by myself, don't need anyone's authority or authorization of any kind. I want to be able to turn it off and remove my billing for whenever I feel like it.
Yes, so you're able to do that, anytime. You just at least need to let them know 3 days before your next billing is due. That's how the system works. It's just on automatic payment. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Honestly, hold on.
No, yeah, you guys just charged me $300 before even letting me know that it was a no contract thing and that it's a month to month. So, yeah, I don't want it auto renewed and I don't want any of my payment information saved. I feel like the